This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. We did start the day with Max Crosby breaking our hearts, TJ Lang failing his community, and asking the question of, okay, well, what is going to be under our Christmas tree on November 5th? And it's just, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't think they need a move. So Odyssey.com rewind if you want that. 4 p.m., we're going to fire the T-shirt cannon because Rico's got a question. It might be the one time we talk about these guys until the trade deadline. But Rico's got a question to kick off the NBA season. We'll do it. But I want to just, can we get into Michigan State a little bit? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Doesn't even feel like they're playing this weekend.
No, I know. But I don't want to do the who needs the game more thing today. I think we should do it a little closer to the game. But I don't think a world exists where this is not an important game. I'm never going to downplay the game based on it means so much to so many. But both these coaches and both these programs need it. But see, you have a different question. So I'm here for it because I got crucified for this take in February, and I've been proven to be right, which is fine. No one cares. No one gives a damn when you're right. They only want to just impale you when you're wrong.
This is true.
But we've arrived at a point where the health of this Michigan program, it does not look healthy. But this is your angle. Go. I'm here for it.
Michigan fans, simple question. Are you ready to admit that Jim Harbaugh screwed your program over? 248-539-9797.
What a sales pitch. Jesus. He didn't even do a walk-up, David.
Nah, yeah.
He just hit him with a chair.
Because there is no, because you every Saturday, you are watching this program erode away from what it used to be. It's to the point now you don't know who your quarterback is because they're all bad. You didn't plan. You didn't go out and get anybody. You know, Donovan is not Donovan. He's regressed. Like, all I see is regression on this team. And then you start blaming, oh, well, it's Sharon's fault. Oh, it's the OC's fault. It's the quarterback's fault. It really is one person's fault. Are you willing to see? It's Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh set you up to fail. He set you up by flirting with the NFL each and every year. He set you up by not having a capable quarterback waiting in the wings. This is all him. This ain't Sharon Moore. This is what Jim Harbaugh left you, Michigan fans. Yeah, you got the title, but at what cost? So are you willing to admit Harbaugh screwed the program?
All right,
248-539-9797.
I want to help Rico, David, because I know what's coming. Guys, he left your program worse than he found it. You cannot pick up the phone and talk about, well, he won the Nat. No, stop. Because that's what was. That's past tense. This is about what is and what will be. That's what Rico's talking about. So, yes, he won the Natty at the cost of your entire reputation. And with the NCAA yet to rule, the point I make is, look at how he left you. 3 years of flirtation, of the NFL, of recruiting nowhere near as well as they should have, and really a program that, guys, I'm not being rude. I challenge you. The program looks bereft of talent. Yes, you have Will Johnson, Mason Graham, and Colston Loveland. And if you want to throw Kenneth Grant, that's fine. You have no running backs anyone cares about, no quarterbacks, no wide receiver room. Your offensive line has gotten worse each of the last 3 years, from the best in school history to not quite as good to this year. I'm being upfront with you. Your O-line's average. Defensively, all the playmakers, all the Sandra Stills, all the types of play. Who are the uber-talented people for a program that, I don't care, through whatever way you won this stuff, You won. Three straight Big Ten championships. Beat Ohio State three times. Make the playoff three times. Win the Natty. Where's all the talent? Harbaugh not only bolted, he took the staff with him, flirted, constantly held you at gunpoint. And now you're sitting here and think about what we're talking about. Do not do this garbage where you go, well, he won the Natty. That's past tense. You right now are facing the, you might be the second team in the history of Rico's cursed sport to go from the mountaintop to not making a bowl. The only other one we've ever seen was COVID LSU.
COVID.
You had Orgeron bringing his stuff to practice. The point I'm making is that's not a healthy program.
Yeah.
So you can lob whatever bombs you want at MSU. Yeah, you're right. Our coach screwed us too while he was busy screwing himself in a hotel room. I'm aware. But it ain't about us.
Coming off of three straight playoffs, a national title, the cupboard should have been stocked and loaded for Sharon Moore, that he would have had to say, you know what, we're probably going to lose like 20 people because we have too much depth on this team. You don't have any depth at all. Coming off of that successful rate, you should have quarterback, running back, wide receivers. Your wide receivers have collectively less than 300 yards receiving.
278, I believe.
Right. Collectively. So, yeah, there's no playmakers. There's no stars. This team is void of a lot of different things. So, when it boils down to it, I think Harbaugh left you in this situation. 248-539-9797. David, you're the Michigan person. Was that fair?
Well, and David, I want to give David some flowers here now.
Oh, yeah.
We mocked him when he said 6-6. I said 8-4, and people were like, oh, Sparty. 8-4 sucks. But David went 6-6. I made fun of David. The reality is, David might have been too optimistic, because if they lose this game, and I don't know that they will, but let me be clear. I'm not doing what a lot of people are doing right now. I don't have this huge confidence, because what? MSU looked somewhat
like
competent for one game?
Like
I'm not doing that. If they lose this game, Rico, they're not going to a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
5-7?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you lose the game, your remaining games are Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, and the one game you'll probably win, Northwestern.
They're puke.
Right.
They're awful.
So that puts you at 5-7, which means you're now on the waiting list, hoping that some team decides they don't want to play in a bowl game, and then you get that invite.
David.
By the way, no, I did not want to be right, okay? I love this Michigan program. Everything I grew up watching, the Navarres, the Hennies, the Manninghams, the Edwards, Charles Woodson, Larry Foots, the guys I grew up watching, I want that. That's what I want for this program. And what I saw coming into the season was a roster that was bare. You lost players going to the NFL, and you didn't stack. You're right, Rico. They didn't stack the recruits off of the years they were having. You make the playoffs, you should be recruiting based on that. You should be getting guys saying, yeah, I want to go there. Didn't happen year one. Okay, cool. It's year one. Things happen. Year two happens. Make the playoff again. Still no results from that in the recruiting. And then we win a national title, and by then, there's nothing. And now Harbaugh, who has interviewed for the last few years, is gone. And he takes all the coaches. He takes everything from this program. And sure, we won a national title, but Mike, you're right. That's past tense. The future is bleak.
Right, it's two different questions.
Yes.
And again, if the question was, why are you apathetic about things? That's different.
Correct.
Then you go, national title. I get it. That's not what Rico's asking. when we're talking about where is this program right now, here's my question. How does it get tangibly better next year? You want to help me with that?
I don't see
it. And by the way, if you're the same people who mock MSU starting Aiden Chiles, that's going to be you with Jaden Davis next year, if he's here. It's called a learning curve, you dummies.
Lots of interception, lots of pain, lots of what are you doing?
And there'll be highs, and then there's lows.
But who I want to hear from are the Michigan fans that yelled and screamed at both of you guys and myself when Harbaugh was interviewing for the Vikings job. It is National Signing Day. He's worried about that, and they came and called and yelled, no big deal, no problem. Look, it's not going to be an issue. It's an issue.
Here's the other thing, right? And I don't want to go down this road, but it's relevant to context. So if the court would allow, I'd like to enter into submission just a point. And David, if you want to overrule my objection, you can. He started interviewing when the cheating started. And as this thing spiraled, you had to fire multiple talented assistants. You had to get rid of guys midstream, game weeks. Then anyone who had any ability to have any professional future wasn't coming to Michigan. Gee, I wonder why. Wink Martindale was going to be drinking beer and farting on his couch. No one wanted Wink in the pros. So he's here on a retirement gig, wearing Oakleys and dialing up the same blitzes from 15 years ago. Kirk Campbell's your OC? A guy with 1 year at Old Dominion play calling? Guys, here's me complimenting what Michigan football is. You're better than that. But you know why nobody wanted those jobs? Because you're radioactive. Mm-hmm. So Harbaugh did that to you. I don't think Sherrone, and again, do I think Sherrone is culpable? Do I think Sherrone benefited from cheating? I absolutely do. Sorry, you're the OC. You knew the other team's plays.
He has his job right now because of what happened. Okay.
But I don't care if people disagree. I have a right to feel that way. They have a right to live in la-la land. The point I'm making is I don't think anybody wants to partake in this. Look, I can't tell you that if they go 5-7, I don't know that it would happen, but would you be shocked if they moved on from Sherrone? That the NCAA ends up with real penalties? That the school goes, you know what, we're hitting the do-over for $5 million, $4 million, whatever the tiny buyout is. This isn't Mike Norvell at Florida State. They owe that guy $80 million.
True.
So I would be concerned if I'm a Michigan fan is what is the health of this program moving forward? Look, Michigan State is no great shakes, but this is a year zero rebuild. New coach and 61 new players. Right. And I don't know if you're aware of it. We don't have Phil Knight's budget.
And you knew they were kind of starting from the bottom. You were already at the top. Top teams seem... Ohio State, mock them all you want. They just keep getting new receivers and new playmakers and new running backs. And
they need a quarterback.
They do, but at least, they, you know what? Let's go out and get Will Howard and let's see what he is. Your solution was, we good. Alex Orji, he's going to be the man.
So, look, I know it's a question that's a little all over the place, but as you head into, look, you need the game. You can't lose to year one Jonathan Smith. You can't be staring at 5-7. Like, there's no scenario. I don't care where your program's at. You can't at the University of Michigan go 5-7. You can't. The only times that have happened is when you had a bum for a head coach like Brady Hoke, who I still contend headset wasn't plugged in, and you had Rich Rod.
And the COVID year.
Well, right, and it would have got worse, but they chickened out. Remember, start of the year, our COVID protocols are the envy of everyone.
Hey, does any school want to come up here and learn from us?
Cutscene. Things. So look, we'll talk about it. Because for me, I wonder who do you blame? And if you don't blame Harbaugh, who do you blame for the status of your program? Rico Beard, be curious.
Way to go,
did I get
Mike.
It right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.